This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Welcome to Morning Devotions. This is Chris Witz. Who are the people that you consider the most famous people in the world? If you were to draw up a list, I wonder who you would include on this list. The Time magazine ran a series on this very topic, asking about the 100 most influential people in the last century. And the magazine was wanting to ask, who were the greatest minds in the last 10 decades? In other words, who are the scientists and thinkers who've changed some aspect of our lives in a significant way? They mentioned Wilbur and Orville Wright, the Wright brothers, who designed and flew the aircraft in 1903. And they were the first, of course, they were pioneer air travellers. So these people, Wilbur and Orville Wright, actually changed everything, didn't they? Then there was Leo Baekeland. You've heard of him. He invented plastic. And you think of the amazing things that plastic has done. And then there was people like Alexander Fleming, the scientist who discovered penicillin. And so the list goes on of some very impressive names. Museums all over the world today are filled with displays of the works of people who've impacted our lives in one way or another. These were people who changed the world. But you know, there is one who stands head and shoulders above all of them. And through his life, his death, and then being raised from the dead, our Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ literally changed the world forever. More than 2,000 years ago, there was a man born contrary to the laws of life. He lived in poverty. He was reared in obscurity. He didn't travel extensively, and only once did he cross the boundary of the country in which he lived, and that was during his exile in childhood. He possessed neither name, wealth, or influence. His relatives were inconspicuous, uninfluential, and had neither training nor education. As a baby, he startled a king. In childhood, he puzzled the doctors. As a man, he ruled the course of nature, walked upon billows as if they were pavements, and he hushed the sea to sleep. He healed the multitudes without medicine, made no charge for his services, and this man never wrote a book, and yet all the libraries of the country couldn't hold the books that had been written about him. He never wrote a song, and yet he has furnished the theme for more songs than all the songwriters combined. He never founded a college, but all the schools put together can't boast of having as many students. This man never marshalled an army. He didn't draft a soldier, nor did he fire a gun. And yet no leader ever had more volunteers who have, under his orders, made more rebels stack arms and surrender without a shot being fired. The names of the past scientists, philosophers and theologians, they've come and they've gone. But the name of this man abounds more and more. And so time has spread 2,000 years between the people of this generation and the scene of his crucifixion, and yet he still lives. I am far within the mark when I say that all the armies that ever marched, all the navies that ever were built, and all the parliaments that ever sat, and all the kings that ever reigned, put together, have not affected the life of man upon this earth as powerfully as has that one solitary life. Now, you might have heard that description before, but of course it refers to the life of Jesus Christ, and one of the most wonderful aspects of Jesus was his influence on the world. And I say that, and I want to carry it through again tomorrow, because on the third day after his crucifixion on a Roman cross, he rose bodily from the dead. And we call that the resurrection. And this is an event that is specifically celebrated at Easter. But why should it just be for Easter? We can think about it today. Millions of people around the world still celebrate his resurrection. So the question is, who is the most influential person in the world? And I would say Jesus is, because of his resurrection from the dead. That changed everything. The Apostle Paul made some dramatic statements in the New Testament, 1 Corinthians 15. He said, "How can some of you say there is no resurrection from the dead? If there is no resurrection from the dead, then not even Christ has been raised. But if Christ has not been raised, our preaching is useless, and so is our faith," he said. But then in verse 20, he said, "Christ has indeed been raised from the dead." And so really, Easter is the greatest message that the world has ever heard, that Jesus, God's Son, died for our sins and rose from the dead. Well, Heavenly Father, thank you this morning for this wonderful truth, that Jesus is the most influential person that ever lived. And we thank you for him in the name of Jesus. Amen.